Cigarettes and cigars have been popular for centuries until this generation started vaporizing those products. Those products are now being vaporized in an electronic cigarette, which is called e-cigs or vape pens. They are now becoming popular in today's culture. But what really is vaping?
It's an electric coil that goes around a liquid, turns it into steam so that you can smoke it.
I don't know much about vaping, but what I do know is that there's different flavors and that it's kind of like smoking, only it's vapor and it's not real smoke.
Vaping is water vapor you smoke, but I don't really know.
Yeah, it's like that cigarette kind of thing, like the electric cigar kind of thing. And I don't know, I think it's kind of a stupid idea to use like a battery and to kill you instead now.
Vaping? What? It's bad? I have no idea what it is.
According to these students from Carmel High School, vaping is such a gray area, and many people don't know what it is or the effect of it. Vaping is where you inhale or exhale vapor from an electronic cigarette. It's on social media like YouTube, Vine, Instagram, and so much more. They post smoke tricks like rings or blowing vapor on a table and spinning it like a tornado. Vaping tricks may look cool from the videos, but health condition-wise, it's hurting someone's body instead of helping it. Danette Short is a registered respiratory therapist at the Peyton Manning's Children's Hospital, and she educates people about lung health conditions and different lung diseases. She explains how vaping could harm people with different chemicals inside the e-cigarettes.
Well, when we take and compare all the chemicals that are in a traditional cigarette to the chemicals that are in the vaping liquid, the e-liquid, what we find is that all the chemicals are, they're almost all 100% the same. There's only two chemicals missing from the liquid that is in cigarettes. And unfortunately, all the chemicals I'm talking about are the carcinogens. Those are cancer-causing agents. So they're not leaving out the cancer-causing agents.
When people vape, there's usually nicotine involved inside the vape pen. And nicotine affects the body in a negative way.
Nicotine is a poison in itself, and when put into our body, it increases our heart rate, increases our blood pressure, and increases our respiratory rate. As we all know, nicotine is the addictive quality to tobacco. And so with that said, the more nicotine we ingest, the more damage we do to our lungs. Our body will build up a tolerance, and it will want more, but our heart will not build up that tolerance, and it actually hurts our hearts more. So when we're like, well, I'm not smoking, you know, a cigarette, I'm just doing the e-cig, you're still doing damage to your heart.
In e-cigarettes or vape pens, there's an option where people could choose nicotine-free products. But there is a conflict in that statement.
One of the biggest misnomers with e-cigs is that they, they're nicotine-free. Well, in a study done by the Mayo Clinic and by Harvard, they tested all these different products that were marked nicotine-free, and none of them were found to be truly nicotine-free. They all had some dosage of nicotine in them. But because there is no federal regulations, the FDA has not regulated this product at all, they can post on there whatever they want and whatever dosing they want, and they don't have to be correct about it.
Even though there is health hazards, people and or minors still start vaping. There are many reasons why minors vape. Some reasons why people vape could relate to vaping as a cool thing to do, stopping the habit of smoking cigarettes, or it's just a hobby. Blake Simpson and Jordan Miller are students from Carmel High School who used to vape, but then stopped.
I started anyways because I was already addicted to nicotine, so I needed a way to kind of like wean off of it. And after I got like down to 0 milligrams of nicotine, there just like wasn't a point in doing it anymore.
It's mainly used to like stop people from smoking, but sometimes it doesn't really work out like that. Well, there really is like a social aspect behind it. Like you can like trade and like hook up batteries and like, oh, bro, what e-juice do you have? And stuff like that. There is kind of a reputation of just like stuck up people or like idiots who vape.
Vaping could be a social event for minors, but Sergeant Phil Hobson disagrees because of law regulations.
Just express to kids again, I would ask to educate yourself not only on the health effects, but understand that possession of nicotine under 18 is illegal. And you can get a substantial fine. I know sometimes fines can be up in the $500 range, and that kids really need to know that just possessing an e-cigarette device or a vape pen is also illegal. It's just like having a cigarette in your possession. They're under the same statute or law.
Overall, there are pros and cons to vaping. It may look cool in the videos, but know that there are threats with this product to people's health. As a minor, know that there are consequences if you have possession of an e-cigarette. Last but not least, educate yourself further with this topic before you start vaping and putting all different kinds of chemicals inside you. For WHJE, this has been Micah Hardesty.